Ja, ich mag auch eine Kuchkot haben.
Ja, ich mag auch eine Kuchkot haben.
Oh. Ich luche echt. Echt, keine Kuchkot.
Okay. Ich
bin nicht dich. Is it too hard for your back?
Oh,
oh, that way, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you going to go through last night?
Oh, yeah. Tokunaka Unishkwak. Tutkawkloka. Makiwikman.
Oh, Tokunaka Tutkawkloka.
Tokunaka Kuliangwan. Kuliangwakna Yanita.
That didn't come out clear.
Right, Yeah.
Is it okay now? It'll be all right. Chumishu pichuktao maslit. Pichukyakay na kamasniki. Kinakalaw niya. Pichukamasniki lang wakarit. Maskalik sa kainik mga. Akut. Pidalur ng ikam kang ikan. Dahil na pagtirak po. Devil's Inlet. Tawagin na tamabi dahil nga may maling mo mo kayo shoot ang ikakta ni dat maote yuskat. Tamawa da wai tumo kang ikam kang ikan. Kakakalo niyo. Daw mali mo mo. Amigum, amianak su, pisyo da ka amigum, amihal ko. Makiwilis ka ni, mali mo malo ni, testo nung kunta ko kakachut. Away, ako malo na kaya no manis agkhto ko lugo kaya tayo ng pagkhto ko lugo ate siya ate siya awag khto lugo pagkat yung chumi na shoot ikaw magigkhto siya madaktak it atanoktan ko siya magkut magigli shoot I took shooting. There's another person to eat cannibal color the market. I Makiwako Makiwako Makiya Salt Makiwako Kleika, why? As a Makiya Sha. I dog is a man, Una, I make you jigger. But do jigger Naskoa. Oakney was to Angali Mak Lachtok, Makai Lachstuk on the Hawaii. It home alone, it is the Witcher Angistoloko. Mean Nicklug, Kayubi Gudakat, Chinanka, Womak Regudakadiama to put. Naskat. Boy Kathleen Naskak, Anakshak of Kunagilumi. Um Tirima Lakotawakun, Skylight Hood, Yamadok Naskat. I didn't take a malik out of Nashakti Malagun Naskumi Kandaka. And the German Tajikluni Nikluki, the Payaklu. Oh, what hack? Uta imai. New Amalodu. Нювал, нювал, а, мы захтерах, мы захтерах, утен пайдок. А мы айкеоти, анкхти мало не амехкун. А, это вайда, лунеха леку. Тан, шут, тохлхумач, не дару мангека куманитут. Тан хвая ги кахумани тут ни даром кашагат нандака ни даром. Тан хвай шура ги кахумани авой умва ньютху нагу докудин нахлхуни ду. Синчели ньютху наги тешн пилхе тогу нашагая габалку шагая. Тум яхлгу. Агалони смхтиклуганын а айтхами тиклуашиннак таанангдан уашиннахалони маттуттут айдасхут шууддасхут шитн пидуллхит шууд пидуллхит апаагут сухтухташгат шууд шуумия нисхут хилаунгиахалук дакараши Таня, вауних кокал, асхапичот хумут, не так же шучуми, сухтухта схуни руки чуми, чупиами. Чуми дхайни нахнаби духтак, казахалу дим, сухтухалу дим, кэна болны кабхалуки, кэна болны. Тамагута... Суэхлинек. Суэхлинек
апаклы.
We don't know.
They were here before. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew where they're from. Years and years before Russia discovered Alaska, they were here already. How they got here, where from, mm-hmm. Nobody knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I remember Ogunan Kuliangwakken Justin Samanat Swahwalitashit Jumi Swatali Swahwali Taumashit Jumi Samanat
Samanat
Tomi Kaikunan Kaikunanun Susi Lugi Inilugi.
Breast black. Oh. Yeah. It's a slimy growth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, different sizes. Uh-huh. Little ones. Well, they grow big.
Mm-hmm.
Big, you know. Like. Come out. They must have a way. Something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they did it for poisonous.
Mm.
So when the patient gets sick, that's working. The dal is working.
Uh-huh.
Dal is working the one they're punishing.
So what ka mingokuluki?
Ah, tokumuk.
Tokumuk muksa.
Yeah, muktekwamuka.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yet that yeah poisoning them, huh?
Tokunapak paksunishwahwahwak. They had a reason to hang it up. Una patient shook.
Mit
knet the hum knacht look. It's already made up for that purpose. Kshin shume lo look the hum knas kam na lo look. Una kshin ta ho lo ko kinam se nakki. Shook. Tan ho lo ko knaguni. Ilana ko kuni. Kinam tuna se nakki. Tsenakha, khwataan chuu nyukhtas khechuumi, tsenakha.
Tsenakha.
Tsenakha, that's it.
He's making it?
He's working on.
Oh, on him?
On him or her.
Oh.
Yeah, tsenakha. Tsenakha.
There was that one you were talking about. I didn't quite understand the whole story. You said there was some man who said they were over at Latex Rocks or something, or they were going there, or he said, let's go there and hunt some sea otters.
Oh.
That was after the Russians came.
After the Russians came, they were restricting the animals because... Well, they had some kind of laws, regulations, that seasons, they didn't want them to be hunted, sea otter. Was very important for them, people, before this, like land game, small game, like foxes, land otters. But the sea otter was the main one. It's a real... Both American and Russian, you know, they wanted that sea otter. But anyhow, in the close season, they knew this man was a hunter from Little Fog Neck. And he figured if he make it, he could have a couple of three skins, all depends how much he gets for himself, so he could sell them alone. So might get money for the furs, you know, and therefore it was close season. Russians didn't want them to hunt at that time. So he did all figured out. He went to Shuyak Island. Them rocks from Shuyak Island is, I'd say, about 2-4 miles out. But not for them, the water people, you know, they were just like animals, you know. Like I told you the story of a guy never get lost in the sea, no matter how. He could float out there. You know, if he turned over with the Baidarki, he'd come up anyhow. You seen that in the picture?
Yeah.
That, they turn over and come up again.
Yeah. You
know, they knew how to handle that.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of a man, you know, a real water man. And then he decided to, when they get out there to the island, he decided to swim out.
Swim
out to the Latex Rocks, where he knew where the game was taking a leisure time. They go up in the rocks, you know, in the evening, nighttime. He swam out there and got some skins, you know. Like I told you, we made a frame like posting like this here. had a door opening so I could hide his gesture mm-hmm. when he come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how he got his siyar for himself only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so others didn't know, the Russians didn't know. There was the Russian people living over there
mm-hmm.
too, you know. There was quite a village over Little Fomnek. Yeah. They have big cemetery there, crosses. And they have church, Orthodox church, yeah. There's a place to dig too,
mm-hmm.
if they're interested in this. Well, it's costly. This operation is costly, pretty expensive, you know. When they dig for these artifacts, mm-hmm. it takes time and mm-hmm. patience, you know, and all that. And you got to feed them. You got to make a place to stay comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, whoever, how starts, last year, Cognac did it. How do you call it? Backing him up. This time a fog neck.
Mm-hmm.
This time a fog neck is sponsor.
Yeah.
It cost them quite a bit. It's almost $500,000, I guess. Well, look at us. They have to pay us to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, they have to pay.
Yeah.
Besides boarding and boarding room, yeah. It's costly. I don't know how long they're going to continue this.
Right.
If they got some money from the government, they have such programs at times. The state gave them the money for that use, for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why. When I asked Oli, when he was here, are you going to do this again next year? He told me, well, we were thinking about it, because they said this is the last time they're going to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if they find a lot of artifacts, you know, digging, they might do it again in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a big area here in the island, all mm-hmm. kinds of artifacts where people lived all around the island.
Yeah.
All family here, mm-hmm. like families here, families over there, families across there, like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, they left their belongings when something happened. Disaster before, we were talking about with the biologist,
mm-hmm.
you know. He said, I told him about that log,
mm-hmm.
and he said, that's a good evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, maybe, to my mind, nobody spoke about it. Nobody mentioned there was a big disaster here before.
Mm-hmm.
No. They never heard of it. Nobody spoke about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I told him. Sergei told me too. Sergei Shertin, you know him
mm-hmm.
from Fort Lyons. He said that Johnny, not very long ago, he told me. He asked me, "Do you remember? Did you see the big log below the mountain,
mm-hmm.
the driftwood?" It was a cedar. Yeah, it's a cedar log. Yeah, I didn't think anything of it. And I brought that stuff with that guy with the goatee on.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he was looking for the place. Like, what is that?
The radio?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a radio.
Oh, a radio. Oh, yeah. I thought this was...
Yeah.
Well, he said a fog neck let him check on it.
Uh-huh.
They'll work on that time because he don't know. He said it's the first time he heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I guess they had the disaster when the robberies were, when before the people built houses,
mm-hmm.
they stayed in robberies.
Right.
And they lost a lot of people that way. They probably happened in nighttime, see?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't give them a chance to run away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they buried them in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they drowned them. And, you know. So therefore, when I told him, how did that log get up there below the mountain? They wouldn't fool around getting that log. They had no power.
Mm-hmm.
Why, in the first place, why would they drag it up there? It wasn't drag, it was drifted in. It was a big log.
Yeah.
Big log.
Right.
Yeah, thick one. Yeah.
Yeah. There's another story I wanted to ask you about. You were talking about this man who got drowned at Akachsumawik.
Akachsumawik.
Kichimashka.
Mm-hmm.
Pisochtappa.
They're all hunters.
Yeah.
Them days, there's nothing special. They did like your job and all that. Writing, you know. They didn't write. They didn't know how to write. Yeah. They never went to American school before. America bought it.
Uh-huh.
Like I told you, the Russian ruled Alaska then, before they sold out to America. See, Russians, that was the Russians' idea.
Uh-huh.
Well, some wrote the younger people as the Russians stayed longer and longer, say about 30, 40 years, they still get around towards southeastern, you know, Sitka and all them places, mm-hmm. and further up north, you know, like Bering Sea, and along the chain, Death Harbor, mm-hmm. you know. Like that, could all along. So they decided to build schools,
mm-hmm.
teach the native people read and write
mm-hmm.
of their way, Russian way, not American way. America mm-hmm. was out. They were out as far as Alaska, mm-hmm. Canada, and Alaska. Yeah, but. That's how the others read and start writing. Good writing I saw in books like that. We see
mm-hmm.
good writing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good writing. And they started reading like Russians. That's all they knew, Russian way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after Russia sold out the land that didn't belong to them, see, they never made a peace treaty
mm-hmm.
with the native people that owned Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
They come in here, killed, easy to kill a person without a weapon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kill them, shot them. You know, so just like Stalin did kill his own people
mm-hmm.
to make a communist organization. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're pretty strict. So they made brought priests and churches and
mm-hmm.
brought cows and chickens mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Where Aleut didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Originated from Russia, these cattle, some of them. So Russian way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Use their language, talking. You know, conversing to each other. So.
Anyway, I was going to ask you about that man who drowned at Akachsumawik. You heard that story, didn't you?
There's a little narrow here, and here's a little island, say about the size of Hull Island. No trees,
mm-hmm.
and the passage tide runs strong.
Mm.
You have to wait till the tide slackens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, decide to turn the other way. And it takes a short while. You've got to catch it when it's slack to go through it. If you didn't, it ran just as strong the other way, see? Mm-hmm. And the weather came. I guess it was sea otter time or hunting time. And he bragged, you know, some people brag what they could do, you know, heroes, like, you know. And they coaxed him when the weather was bad. You think he'd float out there today now? Oh, yes. There's nothing. Then they forced him to go out there. He went out there. Yeah. On that by dark skin boat, you know, that's all they had. And out to that narrows. And there, the tide ran so strong, they formed this like tornado.
Whirlpool. Yeah.
Down, sucked it up. He got caught in that and got sucked, never come out. So he got lost.
Yeah.
No. But that's all I heard. Well, he was a hero. Water going hero. No, that they probably talked about his name, but too many names is confusing, you know. Hard to remember. Like the surveyors, when they were surveying, when America bought Alaska, they were surveying all over the lands here and there, you know. So many square miles, islands and mainland and so forth. Well, they were working on that north side of the island, and they noticed something strange up on the hills. Oh, there were no trees on the, they say, on the island that floated, Shuyagala. It floated. It was, I thought to myself, that's hard to believe. I believe that after I seen how the earth acts, I guess they showed a picture of that man showed that left.
Yeah.
He showed a picture of how the ant lag, you know.
Yeah.
Some of it drop, some come up.
Yeah.
Pressure.
Uh-huh.
Pressure.
Yeah.
So no matter how big it is, well, it's just like a small little rock pop up, you know, big earth. Well, then I started believing after I saw it on television. Discovery shows a lot of stuff, all kinds, animals or land, how it acts, what happens, and lava flows, and red stuff, hot, all that stuff. Well, then they was wondering how that stranger, I guess they had binoculars or something, American way. America, when they bought it, they had everything, I guess. So they went up and checked. They checked that place. Snuck there. And I don't know how big it was, but anyhow, he had a place to live on the island. How did he get there? Of course, like I said, the people were just like animals, you know, before. They could swim. They get around, you know.
Yeah.
There's a way to get around, or maybe somehow. Shuyak Straits had to go across Shuyak Straits from this island to that island and live over there. And their game was easier there because lots to eat.
Yeah.
like sea lions, seal, you know, and other game. Well, people were like animals before. Mm-hmm. Ate everything raw. So when you get there, looking in there, there was a person, hair like a monkey or a gorilla. The reason why they ran away was when Russians were here on this area along Alaska. I guess he wasn't the only one. They beat him to death. Beat him until he died.
Yeah.
They didn't want to go through that. Tie him up to something, tie him up, you know, and beat him up and suck him or whatever until he'd gone.
Right.
They didn't want to go through that, they ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Never come back.
Yeah.
Some of them survived. Easy to survive because you didn't have to have matches.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they knew how to light the fire too because they used this.
Yeah, Okumiak.
I don't know what the name of it.
Yeah.
Flint Rock. Anyhow, when them boys, he didn't say, well, he didn't know how to talk with them and how to converse with them. He probably knew a little bit by Russian, you know, a long time runaway.
Yeah.
And first thing, when they entered the door, he grabbed his nose. They stunk. Mm. They say he stunk. These people that visited him stunk. So, but he was like an animal. He could smell that like animals do.
Mm-hmm.
He was outdoors, but, you know. And the hair on his body, hair grow on your body when you're outdoors naked.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, to warm your body. Keep your body warm. Not too much hair growing on us because we wear clothing. If you're naked,
right.
Yeah, we are. If you were naked people like before, well, he had to be naked because he could wear clothes forever. You know, they rot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so therefore he got used to being outdoors, like an animal.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's another story that I believe it. I don't know way to. If I survive or not, instead of beaten up to death, punishment of some kind. If you did something bad, wrong, you know, or didn't mind the officer, the chief, or whatever, however they run the country. That days is run differently now. Americans bought it.
Mm-hmm.
They had no use for Alaska.
Yeah.
They had no use for Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Because people live their way.
Mm-hmm.
Russians want to live, teach them how to live their way.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to train a person, a dog even, you know, until you get used to what you tell him, you got to teach him. And lots of that stuff. And they ate different food from Russian food.
Mm-hmm.
See, they got to get used to their food.
Mm-hmm.
Like Americans stopping this subsistence use food.
Yeah.
Like that. So Americans are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt if it's going to go through, but I think they allow them now to use their substance food, you know, like they use, well, they grew up, kid after kid, you know, each generation grew up to the same way of supporting themselves, food, eating certain food, you know, especially up north.
Mm-hmm.
Here on the islands, most of them lived like American, except us, maybe the older ones that survived from this depression.
Yeah. Well, that was all we had for right now, but I think Gordon Puller had some questions he wanted, or some things he wanted to talk to you about. So I'm gonna go find. I'll turn this off.
How about, take it off.
Don't get to be rolling stuff.
Yeah. So I'll go see if he wants to. Maybe he. Yeah. He was talking about getting you and Dennis together.
Is there much more to go?
I don't know.
You had them all written down there.
No, that was what we wanted to talk about right now.
You went through.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just one more question. Nadia said this word, ahotanak.
Ahotanak. That means a rotten piece. Something rotten, like rotten trees or wild.
Yeah.
Ahotanak. Ahotanak.
Say it again.
Ahotanak.
Ahotanak.
Neck.
Ahotanak.
Yeah, neck. Neck.
So, how would you say, let's go get some ahotanaks?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Partially rotten. Anything. Food rots too, you know, smells rotten. Ahotanak. And, ferments, and mostly, like they talk about a ahotanak is an old tree that's rotten. You know, the trees are rotten here, some of them. They're a ahotanak.
So, okay. All right, I'm going to ask Gordon I'll ask him to. I'll turn this off and I'll...